Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, you'll hear our regular feature, Listening With. This time we'll hear from author and professor Timothy Caulfield from Edmonton, Canada. After that, we have reviews of four big winter listens, which we'll follow with reviews in contemporary culture, including a review of Earphone's winner, Is This Anything?, written and read by Jerry Seinfeld. Let's get right to it. Listening with Timothy Caulfield, author and professor, Edmonton, Canada. Author and University of Alberta professor Timothy Caulfield debunks pseudoscience and exposes fraudulent healthcare trends in his books and his documentary series, A User's Guide to Cheating Death. He's also a self-professed big audiobook fan. I love books in all forms, but the audio format is ideal for long walks. They provide a perfect escape. I'm a bit of a history buff and love books that fit into that walking vibe, like Wade Davis's Into the Silence, about Mallory's assault on Everest, or Alfred Lansing's Endurance, about Shackleton's escape from Antarctica. While my walks aren't particularly epic, these incredible adventure stories keep me moving. Caulfield's new audiobook, Your Day, Your Way, is designed to help listeners with making daily decisions based, of course, on science. Let's hope that one of the legacies of the pandemic is a greater appreciation of science and learning. Audiobooks give us the opportunity to build our knowledge while still being active. Jennifer Dowell wrote that interview with Timothy Caulfield, that Listening With, and I just happened to have a review of his book, Your Day, Your Way, The Fact and Fiction Behind Your Daily Decisions by Timothy Caulfield, read by Jeremy Arthur. Canadian author and healthcare attorney Tim Caulfield sets the record straight on the huge array of explicit and unspoken rationales that guide our daily habits. Jeremy Arthur's conversational narration is a natural fit for this pleasing combination of science, charming stories, and gentle advice. With appealing pitch patterns and phrasing that make everything interesting, his performance adds zest to the production and amplifies the author's friendly intentions. Caulfield's message is organized sequentially around the activities of a typical day, such as wake up, breakfast, weight monitoring, washing, coffee, handshaking, using public toilets, exercise, supper, sex, social media, the things most of us do every day. With help from Arthur's friendly presentation, this fact-checking is as entertaining as it is thought-provoking. Thomas Walken wrote that review of Your Day, Your Way, The Fact and Fiction Behind Your Daily Decisions by Timothy Caulfield, read by Jeremy Arthur. It's available from Hachette Audio for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. And that was our Listening With and a review of that gentleman's book. Now I have four big winter listens for you. And our first one is The Survivors by Jane Harper, read by Stephen Shanahan. Narrator Stephen Shanahan once again transports listeners down under, this time to Tasmania. Kieran Elliott returns to his hometown to assist his parents move from Elliott Bay due to his father's dementia. When the body of a young woman is found on the beach, Kieran is drawn back into memories of the terrible storm 12 years earlier that resulted in the drowning of his brother and his friend, which was followed by the disappearance of a young girl. Shanahan keeps listeners engaged throughout the slow pace of the story, which moves between the two time periods. Listeners will appreciate his delivery of complex family relationships and roller coaster emotions as Harper's story depicts the varying ways survivors manage the pain and guilt of loss. Ellen Quint wrote that review of The Survivors by Jane Harper. It's read by Stephen Shanahan, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 12 hours unabridged. Here's what narrator Stephen Shanahan has to say about recording that book. Once again, I was very fortunate to narrate Jane's latest book. This is our fourth project together, and it felt like a walk through the Australiana of my childhood, an absolute pleasure to be shut in the booth with these characters. And that was narrator Stephen Shanahan. Our second big winter listen is How to Fail at Flirting. It's written by Denise Williams, and it's read by January Lavoie. January Lavoie's expressive narration complements this moving book, which offers much more than the title suggests. Naya works to find her old self after an abusive relationship, and to help her, her friends provide a to-do list that includes a no-strings-attached hookup. But plans go awry when the first guy Naya flirts with has all the attributes for a relationship, one that could jeopardize the job she loves. Lavoie impresses as she crafts a cruel, steely tone for Naya's ex and a voice for a child that is high without being squeaky. Her pace and volume are perfect. She lends a softer voice to an unspoken thought following louder dialogue. Slurred, slow speech reflects the aftermath of a fight, while a rushed series of questions reveals racing thoughts. Amanda Costello wrote that review of How to Fail at Flirting by Denise Williams. It's read by January Lavoie, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 9 hours unabridged. And here's what narrator January Lavoie has to say. No spoilers, but let's just say Denise Williams writes incredibly funny and affecting prose, hot love scenes, and perhaps most importantly, a heroine who handles some frightening adversity that many women face in real life without a hint of cliche or sentimentality. And that's narrator January Lavoie. Next, we have our next one of four big winter listens is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. This Earphones winner is entitled Super Fake Love Song by David Yoon, read by Michael Bao. Narrator Michael Bao expresses the cynical wit of Korean-American Sunny Day. A self-proclaimed nerd since middle school, Sunny finds friendship and a bit of fame in the Dungeons & Dragons world, but things change when he meets super cool Cirrus So. Bao embodies Cirrus with sarcasm, adding a soft accent that differentiates the two characters and highlights the magnetism of their personalities. Sonny has always hated the pretenses of his community and parents, and he adopts the guise of Gray, his rock star brother, to impress Cirrus. Soon he has convinced his two best friends, also well portrayed by Bao, to form a band with him. Though Sonny is addicted to popularity and his new role, Bao reveals Sonny's true self as he ultimately questions his relationship with Cirrus, Gray, and his parents, and finds his own identity. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Super Fake Love Song by David Yoon, read by Michael Bao, an Earphones winner. It's available from Listening Library for 9 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. And here's what narrator Michael Bao has to say. Besides its being my very first audiobook, what makes Superfake Love Song stand out so much to me are all the strong Asian-American lead characters that I got to voice. I can't wait until this is made into a live-action teen rom-com with multiple Asian love interest characters one day. And that was narrator Michael Bao. And here's our fourth and final Winter Listen recommendation. Remote Control by Nnedi Okorafor, read by Ajoa Ando, and its earphones winner. Narrator Ajoa Ando captivates listeners with a stunning new sci-fi novella set in a near-future Ghana. Ando is perfectly in tune with Okorafor's compelling story, smoothly switching between her British accent as the narrator and the intonations of the vibrant characters she brings to life. Sankofa is the adopted daughter of the Angel of Death. As a girl, she gains incredible power and then kills everyone she loves in a tragic accident. Exploring the country on foot, she learns to control her powers and hunts down the alien artifact stolen from her, the seed responsible for her deadly transformation. Ando's skills with pacing and tone help listeners feel Sankofa's anger, her longing for community, and her legendary strength. Emily Conley wrote that review of Remote Control by Nnedi Okorafor. It's an earphones winner read by Ajoa Ando, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 4 hours of unabridged listening. And here's what narrator Ajoa Ando has to say about recording this. I was delighted to record the audio version of this wonderful novella by Nnedi Okorafor. In the central protagonist, Fatima, we hear a clear young woman's voice, tender and resilient, longing for a life that has passed and facing an unnerving future. Okorafor shares this story with great empathy and wit. And that was from narrator Ajoa Ando. This is just a reminder that you are listening to the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Now let's turn our attention to our reviews in contemporary culture. And our first review today is an earphones winner, Is This Anything?, written and read by Jerry Seinfeld. Gold, Jerry! This audiobook is pure gold. In that one-of-a-kind, unforgettable voice, Seinfeld explores 45 years of comedy bits, sorted by decade. Each section begins with a jazzy interlude and a brief introduction narrated by Fiona Hardingham. In what is hours of pure entertainment, Seinfeld's timing is, of course, perfect, and the familiar way he narrates creates a unique level of intimacy. Listeners will feel like they're in the front row of a show as they imagine Seinfeld's quirky facial expressions and wild hand gestures. Whether they consume this treasure a little at a time or binge listen, the entire audiobook is one Seinfeld fans won't want to miss. Emily Picar wrote that review of Is This Anything?, written and read by Jerry Seinfeld. It's an earphones winner, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 6.25 hours unabridged. Our next review today is Just Us, an American conversation by Claudia Rankine, read by Janina Edwards. Narrator Janina Edwards delivers the latest essay collection from poet and cultural critic Claudia Rankine with nuanced and confident pacing. These pieces take listeners into Rankine's personal spheres of family, friendship, work, and travel as she considers the behaviors arising from white privilege and occasions of white consciousness presented to her and endemic in America's social fabric. Edwards distinguishes Rankine's reflections and conclusions about our socio-political present from her reports of specific conversations with her white husband, white women friends, white strangers she meets in airports, and more. Insightfully and invitingly presented by both author and narrator, this audiobook would make an excellent catalyst for group discussions by socially engaged listeners of every race. Francisca Goldsmith wrote that review of Just Us, An American Conversation by Claudia Rankine. It's read by Janina Edwards, available from Audible, Inc. for 4.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have We Are Better Than This, My Fight for the Future of Our Democracy. It's written by Elijah Cummings with James Dale, and it's read by Nancy Pelosi, Lawrence Fishburne, Maya Rockeymoore Cummings. Lawrence Fishburne serves as the lead narrator in this powerful tribute to long-serving Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died shortly before the book's completion. Each chapter relates a story from Cummings's past to a challenge he faced in working with President Trump and his administration. Fishburne's animated and resonant voice is a perfect match to Cummings's memorable public speaking style. It acts as a reflection rather than as an attempt at imitation. In addition to Fishburne, the audiobook features a foreword written and delivered by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and a final chapter narrated by Maya Rockeymoore Cummings, the congressman's widow. This unique and engaging audio production concludes with recordings of several eulogies from Cummings's funeral. Natalie Marshall wrote that review of We're Better Than This, My Fight for the Future of Our Democracy. It's written by Elijah Cummings with James Dale. It's read by Nancy Pelosi, Lawrence Fishburne, and Maya Rockeymoore Cummings. It's available from Harper Audio for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is On Corruption in America and What is at Stake. It's written and read by Sarah Chase, and it's an earphones winner. Want to listen to an incredibly important, incredibly depressing, incredibly well-researched and well-narrated audiobook? Look no further. Sarah Chase's work reveals levels of corruption present in the U.S. today that are likely to shock the listener. Chase does a remarkable job both as investigative journalist and as narrator. Neither is surprising given that she is a former NPR reporter. She delivers this audiobook with just the right amount of passion, incredulity, and pacing. Whether talking about the history of money, including a stunning recounting of the myth of Midas, or about present-day corruption scandals, Chase provides a riveting and deeply disturbing look at ever-present threats to the very foundation of the United States of America. Jonathan Smith wrote that review of On Corruption in America and What is at Stake. It's written and read by Sarah Chase. It's an earphones winner. It's also an Audiophile 2020 pick for a best audiobook. And it's available from Random House Audio for 12.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is American Cheese, An Indulgent Odyssey Through the Artisan Cheese World. It's written by Joe Berkowitz, and it's read by Charlie Thurston. Narrator Charlie Thurston embraces the fast pace of this entertaining, cheese-focused romp. His rhythm, cadence, and ability to mimic make this informative audiobook special. His narration captures the wit, grit, and glamour of this energized travelogue on cheese competitions, cheese shops, and cheese makers, and gives the listener a spirited rendition of the author's fine descriptions, clever banter, and wordplay. Thurston voices the sometimes manic style and smart-ass tone of the author, a writer-editor at Fast Company, who begins knowing little about the complexities of cheese. When he's finished his odyssey, he has tried the world's best, met cheesemongers galore, hung out with icons, Madame Fromage, and importer and impresario Adam Moskowitz, and gained 20 pounds. Alan Minskoff wrote that review of American Cheese, an indulgent odyssey through the artisan cheese world. It's written by Joe Berkowitz, read by Charlie Thurston, and it's available from Harper Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in contemporary culture is Apollo's Arrow, the profound and enduring impact of coronavirus on the way we live. It's written and read by Nicholas A. Christakis. Sociologist and physician Nicholas Christakis provides an analysis of COVID-19 and its effect on society. Also, the narrator, Christakis, starts with a broad overview of the current pandemic beginning in late 2019, when the virus first appeared in China. He introduces basic epidemiological concepts, tracks the virus's progression from its origins to the United States, and examines the Trump administration's disastrous response. Christakis also offers historical context by exploring past pandemics and glimpsing into the near future when the current one ends. Christakis' narration strikes a delicate tone. He is authoritative and dispassionate when necessary, but not uncaring about the human toll of pandemics. The result is a refreshingly scientific and fact-based narrative that is essential for a better understanding of the COVID-19 pandemic. Andy Northrup wrote that review of Apollo's Arrow, the profound and enduring impact of coronavirus on the way we live. It's written and read by Nicholas A. Christakis, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 12 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in contemporary culture is Oak Flat, A Fight for Sacred Land in the American West. It's written by Lauren Redness, and it's read by Lauren Redness and a full cast, and it's an Earphones winner. Author Lauren Redness aptly delivers the narrative that threads through this immersive audiobook. The fine cast of additional narrators, which includes Crystal Lightning as Nayland Pike, A. Martinez as Wenzler Nosey, and the redoubtable Arthur Morey as Jackie Gorham, makes the audiobook especially dramatic. The voices transport the listener to the high, dry country of Southeast Arizona's Apache San Carlos Reservation. Here is a story of sacred native lands threatened by the development of their vast copper deposits. Accompanied by a stunning PDF of Redness's creations, this work of art celebrates the Apache culture, and singular voices of the Apache people sound authentic. The haunting performance of a girl's sunrise dance on Oak Flat Mesa, her rite of passage, stays with the listener long after the audio ends. Alan Minskoff wrote that review of Oak Flat, A Fight for Sacred Land in the American West. It's written by Lauren Redness, and it's an Earphones winner read by Lauren Redness and a full cast. It's available from Random House Audio for 4.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next in contemporary culture, we have Long Time Coming, Reckoning with Race in America, written and read by Michael Eric Dyson. The manner of George Floyd's murder, his asphyxiation at the hands of police in the midst of a deadly global respiratory pandemic, appears to have moved some white bystanders to arrive at tough realizations about the realities of white supremacy in the United States. But author Michael Eric Dyson asks, will this moment actually manifest in meaningful change? The author-narrated audiobook situates our nation's current white supremacist systems within a larger and often unacknowledged historical context of anti-blackness. As a narrator, the reverence and tenderness Dyson communicates in his letters addressed to victims of racist violence, Elijah McClain, Emmett Till, Eric Garner, Breonna Taylor, Hedia Pendleton, Sandra Bland, and the Reverend Clementa Pinckney, invoke the experience of listening in on a holy epistle. Don't miss this. G. Pat Patterson wrote that review of Long Time Coming, Reckoning with Race in America. It's written and read by Michael Eric Dyson. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 4.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Mediocre by Ijeoma Oluo, read by the author. Ijeoma Oluo narrates her insightful writing in a confident and clear tone. Her voice is a welcoming guide as she delves deep into her study of the legacy of white male supremacy in America and the threat it imposes to all, including white men themselves. She argues that America's systems have been built to prioritize white and male culture above all else, and that those systems can and must be rebuilt. Oluo explores wide-ranging and disturbing histories, drawing listeners in with appropriate indignation and outrage as needed, and makes connections to illustrate the impact of centering society around preserving white male power. Listeners will be moved, disturbed, and inspired by her words, compelled to listen again, and ready to change the world for the better. Emily Conley wrote that review of Mediocre by Ijeoma Oluo, read by the author. It's available from Machete Audio for 10 hours of unabridged listening. Well, that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when you'll hear an In the Studio about producing and directing Barack Obama's audiobook, A Promised Land. And we have a review of that book, an Earphones winner written and read by Barack Obama. We'll follow that with reviews in memoir, biography, and history, including a review of This Time Next Year We'll All Be Laughing, an Earphones winner written and read by author Jacqueline Winspear. So until then, thanks for listening.